Good morning and welcome to another SGR Coffee Break. This is episode number 5. We've actually done this for more than a month now. Holy Jesus. We are crazy.
This might actually be a thing.
Let's see if we make it to episode 8.
And then you'll say maybe it's a thing.
Then I'll say maybe it's a thing. I'm Chris Nitz, and as always, I'm joined with Carrie Honey.
Hello.
And this week, what are we going to talk about this week?
Well, we're going to talk about something that happened to me just last week. So we're going to talk about games that have made you just absolutely angry. And I don't mean like rage quit, because everyone has games that make you rage quit. I mean, just when you got to a certain point, you just got so mad that either you felt trolled or something was stupid or, you know, anything.
Wait, does broken controllers or broken mice count in this?
That sounds a little bit like rage quitting. Why did you break mice or controllers in those instances?
Because the game trolled me.
What?
The game cheated.
Oh, it cheated. How did it cheat?
It killed me. Unfairly and unjustly.
That sounds like you need to stop sucking less. Or start sucking less.
Shit, I'm a master. So, let's bring this back to you now. Because apparently yours is just last week, and I'm looking at my list, and I'm like, yeah, this was a couple weeks ago, this was a while ago. Yeah, anyway.
Okay, so,
irritating?
All right, well, so last week, after we did our podcast with the Evil Cast, I stayed up to finish Dragon Age 2, because I was determined I was going to finish this. I only had 2 missions left. I was told I could do it in about an hour, hour and a half. I was going to do it. So I did, and basically, I'm going to apologize in advance. I'm going to get into some spoilers because I don't know how else to do it, but you know, the game's been out for 4 years now. So if you don't want to hear this, just fast forward through it. But basically, from the time that Anders bombed the Chantry, I immediately tweeted out, "What the fracking frack?" Because that came out of nowhere. My jaw was on the ground, and I just stared at the screen like, I can't believe this is happening. Okay, so apostate asshat just did that. Never mind the fact that I romanced your ass because you were cool in Awakening, but now you've just killed like 1,000 people for no fucking reason. Okay, I'm just basically like, you go sit over there in the corner, I'll figure out what to do with you in a minute. And he just literally just sat down on the barrel, was like, I'll wait your decision. I'm like, yes you will, asshole. And so now you have mages and Templars going at each other. Like, the Templar's like, well, that's it. We're going to kill all the mages. And the mage is like, well, you can't kill all of us. We didn't... Not our fault. Asshat did that. And, you know, we didn't need to. So I decided to side with the mages. I was like, no, you just can't kill everybody because of one asshat. And, which is interesting that Charlie Hebdo thing happened 2 days before. It was kind of like a little relevant there. But anyway, so I sided with the mages. And just as I sided with the mages, you know, we hunker down. We're getting ready. We're going to go, you know, I'm going to try to free the mages, get them out of Kirkwall, this horrible, festering city. And then what does the first enchanter do? He turns to blood magic and becomes a demon. I'm like, Jesus fuck Christ. I'm trying to help you people, and you go stupid on me. So I had to kill him. And then I had to go kill the head of the Templars because she even got stupid. And then they just kind of let us go because Cullen took over the Templars and he was like, yeah, I don't want to fucking deal with this. So we just left. I'm like, so what? And I ended up staying up till about 1 a.m. because I didn't get to start because our podcast went insanely long until about 10:30 or 11. And then I finished about midnight 30. I was texting Jen Bozier, who was just like, I mean, cackling with glee over my experience with this. And so I talked to her until about 12:30, and then I sat up and read the strategy guide because it had like an analysis, a breakdown of what happened. Just reading about, you know, this and this and this, why did it do this? And I just got madder and madder because then all I could see was all these plot holes with what happened. And like, okay, you know, the game wasn't that great to begin with, but I was going to let it go because it was kind of fun, and the dialogue is so good, and the writing is so good. And then it was just like, well, shit, we have a deadline. Boom! Literal boom! couldn't believe it. I don't feel like I was trolled. I just felt like it was a waste of time.
So, do we need to get you a punching bag? Is that what we're saying when I come visit?
Might.
Me and your husband can just hang a punching bag for you, and you can stew on this for a couple months.
It just gets to the point, like, there's just nothing really redeeming about this game. I mean, and so someone asked me, like, you actually romance Anders? How could you romance Anders? I was like, well, my only other option was angry teenager who's mad at his mom for taking his Linkin Park CD. I mean, those are my male options.
Oh, she's a bitch. You don't touch the Linkin Park CDs, man. You don't do that.
I mean, that's really, like, all my options. Like, well, go romance a female. I was like, well, I don't go that way. And who am I going to romance? So I'm going to romance the Blood Mage? Okay, that makes sense.
Hey,
or Isabella the pirate who sleeps with everything that walks her way? That sounds great, too. I mean,
it's a video game. Virtual diseases are non-issue. It's okay.
Okay, I'm not worried about the virtual diseases. I don't care about the virtual diseases. The point is they're not redeeming characters. So basically, you're left with, who you get to romance is a blood mage, angry teenager, a murderer, and mega slut. I know, you would go for mega slut because she's got the biggest boobs.
And
she's a pirate.
Wait, what? See, those are all very good qualities. A woman that I look for when I'm trying to romance in a virtual world. But a blood mage who turns into a demon.
She doesn't turn into a demon. She's just a stupid blood mage.
Well, she's shit then. So, I'd go with the...
I mean, she's a blood mage, like, to the point, like, there's one... I did her companion quest, and at the very end, like, she... Because the keeper of the clan was trying to protect her because she became a blood mage... We ended up having to kill her because she took in this demon to save the blood mage. So we ended up having to kill her. And as we're leaving, the elves were like, what'd you do with her? And like, oh, we killed her. And I was seriously like, do you want to take her? You can have her. Like, here, take her. Go on, take her. But they wouldn't take her. It's like, God damn it, take her. Take her and execute her. I'm done with her.
See? And where's your redeeming qualities if you're just offering up people for sacrifice? Some leader you are.
Hey, I don't get why they're in my party to begin with. Like, we're just traveling down the street, and it's like, oh, so I have to do this one favor for Flemeth, and I go into his elf clan, and they're like, okay, you need to take this blood mage with you. I'm like, no, I don't want to take her. Why do I have to take her? Why? I'm like, nope, you have to take her with you. She's part of your party. I'm like, why? Or like the angry teenager elf. That, you know, I saved him from slave drivers. I totally get that. But now he's like, I guess I'll party with you. I was like, I don't want you in my party either. You're kind of like, you know, I saved you. You don't have to hang out with me. It's cool. You can go over there. It's, you know, it's all cool. And then Isabella, the slutty pirate, you know, I just run into her at a bar. And she's like, I think I'll travel with you. I'm like, why? I didn't ask you to. It's like the one person... Like, there's two people that made sense that made sense a part of your party, and you can't romance either one of them. It makes no sense. So Dragon Age 2, the game that makes no sense.
Great box quote.
Actually, I think that my favorite subtitle that Jen Bozier gave it was Dragon Age 2, We Had a Deadline.
The money's running out.
Yeah. Because I was talking to another friend, and he's like, oh, well, I played as a female. I was like, of course you did, because you always do. And he said he had a threesome with Isabella and the Blood Mage. I'm like, all right, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, before that, the last game that made me super angry was Final Fantasy XIII 2. It was the very end that ended on a huge cliffhanger. And it was like, you know, like the end of the world is coming, and everyone's like, what are we going to do? And then you see lightning coming back to life, fade to black, to be continued. I was like, yeah, I did it. I pulled a Blake Grenman.
Fuck this game.
Yep, threw my controller on the floor and fuck this game.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Oh, Blake.
Mm-hmm. So that was my rage. What's your rage?
I'll go with my two most recent ones. So I have Diablo 3. It's really not because of the story or anything. Like, you have solid, like, you obviously got into the stories. Mine was, and I put Diablo 3 in here because I have chucked both a PlayStation 4 controller and I have slammed a mouse and chucked my keyboard.
Wow.
And it's all because,
Because
when I make it a hardcore character.
That I was about to ask, is it because a hardcore character?
So, I will get a hardcore character up to a specific level, and I understand, right? Like, I should be putting gear away and all that. I just didn't do that. Whatever. It's my own. I mean, yes, this is my own stupid fault or, to an extent. But, you know, so, play Diablo 3, beat the game, finally unlock all the rifts and that kind of thing. So, when you're doing those or you're doing the bounties, it's all just, I mean, bounties, you kind of know what you're getting into. Rifts are more randomly generated. So, you know, you jump into a rift, and you go into a room, and all of a sudden you're locked down in a cage, and you're slowed, and you're... Then there's all this fucking arcane shit going all over, and it's like, you have nothing to do but to sit there and watch your character die. That's it. It's all you get to do, because you can't run away fast enough, and you can't break free of those holds, and you just spent a week almost, you were this close, this fucking close to getting that level 70 achievement. No! The game is like, fuck you, man, we're done with you.
Yeah, the moral of the story is, if you're going for that particular trophy, don't do rifts.
But they're like the best way to get gear, and you do the bounties because it's the best way to get experience. It's just...
Or do them on easy.
But then, I'm not grinding that shit. No, the game cheated, really. That's what it is.
Oh, the game cheated? Okay.
Yes, by throwing all those mobs that did all that stupid... Because, you know, the mobs...
You're not playing the achievement game. You want that achievement, you got to play the game. You can be hardcore later.
Yeah, in fact, there were times when... even when I wasn't doing a hardcore character, right? I was just playing with my wife, and we were trying to beat the game. And, I don't know, maybe it was just because I was lacking on sleep from the night before, but I would die, even though it's not hardcore, like, I would die and I'd have to come back, and I would start banging a mouse on the desk, and she would come in after about 20 minutes of this, and she'd go, maybe it's time to switch games. I'm like, fuck no, let's go do this again. And I would die again in a fit of rage, and there was one time I was playing at night, so she wasn't able to hear this, but I was playing at night with another friend, and we were, I forget what the fuck we were doing. We were doing, like, Diablo or something like that, and we had just about killed him, and then he picked me up, slammed me down, and killed me. I was like, fuck this game, and threw my keyboard. Yeah. And then the one right before that would be Dark Souls 2.
Oh, isn't that, like, the MO? Behind Dark Souls 2?
You know, the thing about Dark Souls 2 is, like, I know that it's hard, and I know what it is. So, like, Dark Souls 2 takes a little while to get to me, right? So, I'll die, I'll recover my souls, I'll die again, I'll lose my souls, that'll piss me off. I'll grind up some more souls, I'll die again, then I'll get to the boss, and I'm like, okay, got this. I can do this boss. Or, you know, I've read the guide, I've watched the videos, I've done this boss like 3 other times in different games. I got this. Nope. Some stupid shit. And I'll fall over. And it's like, you go in with a clear head, you get the boss down, you have this like little sliver of life, you're okay, I got one more attack, and I got, oh no, nope, you're dead. And it starts irritating you, so then it starts that spiral of like, you just can't think straight anymore. And yeah. After about 5 or 6 deaths, I've thrown controllers. This is why one of my PS3 controllers is broken, because I've thrown a controller.
Wow, I've never thrown one that hard.
Well, you know, we have hardwood floors, so...
When you just
fuck it! And you just do this number, the controller hits the rug, and then starts bouncing across the hardwood floor, and then hits your metal TV stand. You get up and you go get a drink.
Or two?
No, a drink is usually I just go get the bottle.
Oh, okay, got it.
You just, yeah, that's a drink.
See, you would totally romance the slutty pirate. That's all she hangs out in is the bar.
Hey, works for me. And she's obviously skilled in her craft. And I could be the one. I could be the one that makes her change her ways.
Oh, the bitch ran out on me. Like, she, like, I totally helped her, and she ditched me and ran off. I was like,
fuck
God,
you, look at you. You're like fucking angsty teen, piss off, go die in a corner. Oh, blood mage, I don't even like you. I hope you get swallowed alive by a dragon. Fuck you.
Oh, that would have been awesome if she got eaten by a dragon.
Oh, see? See? Your hatred is going to be the end of you. If you get the Dragon Age Inquisition, you're never going to be able to beat it, because your hatred is going to follow you through all these games. And the game is going to come up, and it's going to be like, oh, I'm sorry. You hate everything. You're dead.
Well, never mind the fact that Hawk left at the end of Dragon Age 2, so I have a whole other character. So, and in Dragon Age 2, I got a visit from King Alistair, who had very nice things to say about my character in Dragon Age Origins, which he should, because he married my character in Dragon Age Origins, so I can be nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're in Dragon Age Inquisition, and the all it's going to do is just going to give you a game over screen. You're a dick. It's exactly. Game over, you're a dick.
Oh, Mass Effect didn't even do that to me when I had my dick playthrough. I even named my character Richard because he was a dick. I'm actually thinking of doing another Dragon Age Origins playthrough because I'm becoming obsessed with this game. And instead of doing a human noble, I'm going to be a Dalish elf. I'm going to make him the angsty teenager, and his name is going to be Lincoln.
Oh, the pun there, just like...
Oh, well, let's see if you'll get the joke on what I named Hawk. Because like Mass Effect, you're just named Hawk, so you only get to change the first name, so everyone just calls you Hawk. I expect people to go Shepherd the whole time. This is Hawk. So because I was a female and she's there for Lady Hawk, her name was Isabeau. Come on, that was genius. I probably just totally gave away my age there for knowing that movie, but...
Well, look, there goes my sanity. Just
Come on, that was creative.
Creative, yes. Creative. Creative name is also a creative name.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey.
So I even try to be creative with my Diablo 3 characters. Like, my female wizard, her name is Zatanna.
What is it?
Zatanna. DC Comics, Zatanna, Magician.
I didn't read that comic, apparently.
Well, she's in Justice League.
Don't read Justice League, so...
Okay, well, she's a magician. Her name is Zatanna, so... Anyway. Yeah.
I name all mine after, like, anime characters.
My witch doctor is named Ui Uaa. I'm not lying either.
Oh, God. Just, that's embarrassing to be killed by Ui Uaa.
It is, isn't it?
It's terribly embarrassing.
I think it's embarrassing to be killed by anybody with a poison dart, but hey, there it is. Or, I'm going to fling a jar of spiders at you. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just going to drop it at my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then, what have you been playing last week? Anything good?
Well, no. No, all I've been playing is Dragon Age 2. I've been like on this mission, like, I'm going to finish this. I mean, I plowed through that game, and my final hour count is at 25 hours, which surprised me that I played that much, but I did it in 2 weeks, which is huge for me. So, yeah, that's been pretty much it. And then this week I've been working on a new review, Citizens of Earth, which is coming out next week. And I don't have much to say about it right now because it gave me a PC code and my PC code is not working. Like, it crashes. Like, I started tallying it. It would lock up and crash 10 times in 1 hour. And I finally contacted them. And so they're sending me a PS4 code supposedly today so I can get the review done. But, I mean, it's a shame because it's a fun little RPG. It's creative.
The game itself crashed? Or like,
yes, the game itself crashed. No, I didn't have to reboot my computer. No. Just the game itself just locked up and crashed.
Is it Is it a Steam game? Or is it something? Oh. Interesting.
Yeah, because they were asking me, you know, they're like, well, have you updated it? I said, yep, it says it's completely updated. And then they said, oh, what kind of computer do you have? So I was telling them all my specs, like, okay, yeah, that should run. Like, well, yes, your game, it's an indie game. I mean, I don't have, like, a top-of-the-line PC, but I think 6 gigabytes of RAM and, you know, a terabyte hard drive and an Intel family video card would be more than enough to run your little game.
Yeah, because most indie games, as we all know, are pretty much like 8 or 16-bit, so it's...
Well, this is actually modeled after the Super NES era RPGs.
Oh, yeah,
so it's that type of graphics to begin with. So, no, it's nothing super crazy. It's not Witcher.
Good fuck Witcher. Those specs for Witcher 3, yeah. Whew.
Ow. So what about you?
See, I've been playing more Elite Dangerous.
Of course you have.
Obviously. Been working on basically buying enough money that I can buy another ship and actually start traveling out into the far reaches of space. So, actually, I found out last week that apparently there are so many star systems that you can actually reach the end of where Frontier is coded.
Oh, really?
And they've locked off those systems, and it's all there for future expansions and that kind of thing. And that's when they'll actually unlock them.
Man, we're never going to see you ever again.
Yep, pretty much.
So you're going to save up your money, get that $400 flight stick set that my coworker and I talked about today, and...
You know, I kind of, I've actually, sad as it is, I've actually started contemplating building myself like a small desktop computer and then doing 2 27-inch monitors to just immerse myself in the greatness that is space.
You guys are crazy. Although, I should correct myself. It's not a $400 flight stick. It includes the flight stick, the throttle, and rudder pedals is what he was telling me today. Mm-hmm. So but he says like all he has is the flight stick and the pedals. The throttle's been backordered, so he's like, in a real bad mood.
Oh, ouch. Let's see, and the other game that I've been playing that is totally keeping me away from doing the GTA 5 guide is I bought Infamous Second Son. I think it was
good reason. Good reason. Good game. Good game.
It was on Amazon sale for like $20, so I picked it up. And yeah, I'm pretty much at the end of the game now. Hmm. So I've done the first part of the end boss where you kind of fight her up on the little platform, but now we're trying to get into the tower.
Okay.
So I'm assuming I'm close to the end because usually, and it, I mean, the last Infamous game I played, the tower was like the last place you go.
Have you already unlocked all 3 extra powers?
Yeah, I have all the powers. And they're all fully upgraded. I've got all the... I cleared all the... like.
Have you cleared the entire city?
Yeah, I did the, because Awesome Games Done Quick, that marathon charity thing was going on, so, like, mm-hmm. while I was watching that, watching the games, like, I wanted to watch speedrun, because I didn't want any story going on, so I would just run around town taking care of all the, you know, kill the secret agent, find the audio files. The audio files was the only time that I would unplug and replug into my PS4 controller mm-hmm. so I could actually hear that, but... I'm having a hard time figuring. I know, like, it seemed everybody really enjoyed the Neon Power.
That was my favorite.
I enjoyed it, but it's, I was like, wow, they did a really good job at equating these powers to kind of, you know, like different fantasy things, or you know, like mm-hmm. the Neon to me translated off to be a distance kind of attack.
Mm-hmm.
You had the headshots and all that, and the smoke is much more brute force, so like your mm-hmm. tank, and then you have the video,
mm-hmm.
which I equate to like being. I find the video to be a lot of fun, and I think it's because of like smoke. You have to find all the little vents to shoot mm-hmm. up in the air and all that. Neon.
It's fun to fly with the video.
It's just like you fly into a building, you run up, and you fly some more, and then you stop, and you fly up some more, and I just. Mm-hmm. I hate how hard it is to get the stupid recharge power because you always have to go find a freaking satellite to drain it off of or mm-hmm. a television screen. It's just like
it's easier to. I think it's the other thing is with the neon, it's easier to recharge it because there's neon signs
everywhere.
Yeah. But it also depends on how you're playing, because you're doing evil, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay, I use the video more with the evil, because on the good, there's video wasn't as useful with the good powers that you unlock, but Neon was very useful because it really unlocks all your sniping capabilities.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so then you can pick them out with their, because I noticed that with Neon, I was every once in a while when I was trying to get a headshot, the enemy would run back and I'd shoot their feet and it would kill them, and I was like, no, I want to kill you. Just die. Ah, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
More good karma.
And I also will warn you, because it sounds like you are at the very, 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 very end if you're trying to go up the tower. The final boss is easier when you play good. Oh, I couldn't believe how much difficulty I had on evil with her.
Oh, fuck her.
And the thing that surprised me the most was that when I played my second time, I turned down the difficulty because I just wanted to burn through as fast as possible, and I died on easy with the evil mode. And I never died once playing good on normal. Oh, so
that bitch, the thing that really, I got mad, but I wouldn't say I got totally mad. But like, you, on that first time that you encounter her, you shoot off the stupid rocks or the concrete.
Oh, that whole thing sucks.
Then you shoot her down. It's like, okay, great. And then you kick her around. It's like, great. And then she summons people. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
Really? That, we're doing this cheap shit?
That whole thing sucks. It sucks.
It's just like, come on. And then I had, then I ran out of smoke, right? Because it's what you start off with. And I was like, what the hell am I supposed to do? I didn't even see the fact that there was television screens there. After she blew it all up. Because I was like, well, my smoke's gone. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Oh, right.
Right. Hell,
you've blown me halfway across the map 13 times. There, I will say that I in the video, I like being able to place a dot, and then you have, like, the swords that all shoot. I like that.
Yeah.
Over the whole, like, you have to hold it and follow the fucking person around with the neon. I like the execution when you execute somebody. I like the neon one way better.
Yeah.
That whole, like, tripping them up and then taking your freaking neon sword and just running it into, I'm just like, yeah, that's just so and then if you boot them, how they just turn into like this neon flash and just disappear. Oh, so good. But yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm actually debating if I'm going to, because the last Infamous I did both the good and evil through, so
I recommend it.
I did good. Last time I did good first because the wife was watching, and then I went back and did the evil. Mm-hmm. The wife isn't watching, so I'm just like, I'm going to tear everything up.
No, I recommend it because the endings are so different.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Yeah, I mean, like, horrifyingly different. Yeah, more so than I think Infamous 2. I mean, Infamous 2, the difference is, you know, the good one just made me so sad, and then the evil one was so horrifying. This one is just, the good one is, okay, you know, it's good. And the evil one is like, did that just really happen? Like, they kind of leave it open to interpretation a little bit to what happens at the end. But, yeah, I think you'll like both.
Awesome. Yeah, and I have to create, like, some online account so that way I can track a paper side mission quest thing.
Oh, yeah. That one's actually really interesting, but it takes a lot of patience because it's more of a mystery. Like, I printed out I don't know how much paper, and I was folding stuff, and I'm drawing stuff, and a couple times I was like, oh, screw this, I went to GameFAQs. I was like, just give me the damn answer. I don't feel like doing all this. But it's a lot of people said it was a letdown what happened at the very end because you don't fight the final, you don't fight who you've been going after. But I understand why, because they're like, well, that would have required, you know, extra voice acting, more as animation. This was a free DLC. So I think it's more of an insight into what's going to happen with the future of Infamous, more than anything.
Oh, yeah, speaking of DLC, I also picked up the First Light DLC, which was free on PS Plus last month. So, and I've heard very mixed things about First Light, so.
First Light, it's okay. That's all I can say about it. It's okay.
Yeah, it's pretty much the gist I've gotten is that it's not great. It's not terrible. I was like, hey, it's free, so I'll snag it.
Yeah, I'll the story's okay. The gameplay really shoehorned in, but you'll find that out as you play.
The goal right now is to beat Infamous hopefully today, maybe tomorrow, and then get back to the GTA guide because apparently Dying Light is coming out in like 2 weeks. So
yes, it is.
Something like that. So yeah, I was like, I need to get this done and get it out of here. So. That's what I've been playing.
Well, we'll have more exciting stuff coming in the next few weeks as the year starts to actually pick up and get going. So much stuff's been delayed that's been part of the problems. We don't have, because I was looking at like the release schedule, it's like, wow, not much is really coming out right now. So, and I guess we really need to wrap it up because someone's like calling me now twice and been knocking on my door. So someone really, really needs me.
All right, so
leave us a comment on this post with what you'd like us to talk about in the future, or you can email us at strategyguidereviews@gmail.com with any questions. You can check out where Chris and I podcast the Evilcast at Games Are Evil. Follow each of one of us on Twitter at Chris is Starvin. I'm Crunchy Chocobo, and Strategy Guide Reviews is at Strategy Reviews. And of course, we want you to keep on reading SGR. We're keep coming up with new content that we're going to have, so it's not just Strategy Guide Reviews, because seriously, if it was, like the site would be updated like twice, two, three times a month, maybe. So anyway, thanks for sticking around with us. Bye.